CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacy Lynn. A potential truce deal in Ukraine. After a very long meeting in Saudi Arabia, Ukraine says it is open to a U.S. proposal for a 30-day ceasefire in its war with Russia. Secretary of State Marco Rubio says while President Trump was not at the discussions, he was briefed.
The president's objective here is number one, above everything else. He wants the war to end, and I think today Ukraine has taken a concrete step in that regard.
Ukrainian President Zelensky says the U.S. must now convince Russia to accept it. Rubio says that is the next step.
We'll take this offer now to the Russians, and we hope that they'll say yes, that they'll say yes to peace. The ball is now in their court.
The United States, in turn, has agreed to lift restrictions on military aid and intelligence sharing. A big change for a very popular airline. Southwest has announced you will soon have to pay to check your bags. Bags have flown free throughout the company's 54-year history.
That adds to your ticket. It's already enough that our prices of airfares almost doubled.
I don't like it across the board, but I think it's necessary. I get it for the airlines to be profitable.
This is not a good move, says airline industry analyst Henry Hartfeld.
These changes destroy Southwest's 54 years of putting customers first and providing the best value in the sky.
The new policy changes go into effect starting May 28th. Ontario's premier now says after a phone call with the U.S. Commerce Secretary, he is now suspending his surcharge on electricity exports after President Trump threatened to double tariffs on Canadian steel and aluminum to 50%. Economist Diane Swonk on the potential impact.
It's a very difficult thing. It hurts growth and stokes inflation simultaneously.
A spokesperson for Mark Carney, the PM designate, called the tariffs an attack on Canadian workers, families, and businesses. The staff at USAID has been told to get rid of all classified documents. Reporter Sarah Cook in Washington.
According to an email obtained by CBS News, staff were told to, quote, shred as many documents first and reserve the burn bags for when the shredder becomes unavailable or needs a break, and to label burn bags in Sharpie with the words secret and USAID/B/IO.
And CBS News has obtained an email to Department of Education staff telling them to leave the building by 6 p.m. today and that all the agency's offices will be closed tomorrow. We've learned the closure is due to a security threat and doesn't have to do with job cuts. Checking Wall Street, the Dow is now down 232 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, in for Stuart J. Waddles, I'm Chris Morrow with a look at headlines. The federal government will stop helping states build an EV charging infrastructure if a Wisconsin congressman has his way. We'll update that story at the bottom of the hour. Another report will follow. A new report shows just how dire the teacher shortage in Wisconsin is, giving us a picture of how many first-time teachers either leave the profession or leave the state. That, along with low pay and low rates of diversity, seem to be problems statewide, according to a recent survey. And in the coming weeks, Racine voters will decide whether to support funding to keep 9 paramedic and EMT positions at the Racine Fire Department. The referendum will appear on ballots during the April 1st spring election, seeking a $1.5 million tax levy increase to continue to pay for those positions. The city is hosting community listening sessions throughout March to give residents a chance to learn more about the need for the referendum and allow them to ask questions. Tonight, 5:30 is the first at the Humble Park Community Center at 2200 Blaine Avenue. Then again, March 18th at 5:30. You can get news at the top and bottom of every hour. And, of course, we have it on demand at WRJN.com. In for Stuart J. Waddles, I'm Chris Morrow, WRJN News.
It's the Bucks and the Pacers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks in prime time tonight on TNT in Indy, taking on the Pacers. Milwaukee coming off that loss to the Cavaliers, who've now won 14 games in a row. Damian Lillard.
You know, they're having a great season. They're rolling. We didn't play our best game. We respect who they are and what they've done, but we feel great about where we are and our opportunity to win a game.
NFL free agency, the Packers signing two players, the 49ers left guard Aaron Banks and Raiders defensive back Nate Ross. both to four-year contracts. Defensive lineman T.J. Slayton leaves Green Bay for Cincinnati, a two-year deal with the Bengals. Baseball. Brewers with a 7-5 win over the Mariners. Christian Yelich back from back surgery with a home run.
Yeah, I still think I can play at a pretty high level. You know, I felt like I was playing at a pretty high level last year up until I got hurt, which was unfortunate. It just came on pretty quick. That's how it goes sometimes, but I still think I can do it at a high level, and you know, I just got to go out there and do it.
That's Christian Yelich with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Cooler today compared to yesterday, with highs climbing to the low 40s. We've got a crisp northeast breeze, but we're sitting pretty under plenty of sunshine. And that stays the case for the rest of the week, too. Highs tomorrow will be like today, and we get a little warmer, rising to near 50 on Thursday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 39.
Up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people. Where do they all come from? All the lonely people. Kenzie, writing the words of a sermon that no one will hear. No one comes near. Look at him working, darning his socks in the night when there's nobody there. What does he care? All the lonely people.
Timeless Hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. My friend Robin is here. And Robin, it says here, a study finds that fragrances that remind us of warmth and coziness mm-hmm. make us more likely to purchase something expensive.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What, so are you standing at the perfume counter or something, or they have it sprayed in the shop?
Yeah, I don't know. It just says... Yeah. I don't know. It's like if you smell, I don't know, chocolate chip cookies.
Yeah,
you're,
right.
Ready to buy a Learjet or something. No, I don't know.
That's exactly what I would think. Cookies, Learjet.
You know me, I'm kind of what I call an intellectual entrepreneur. In other words, I come up with great ideas, but I'm never going to act on them.
Yes, that's very true.
So I'm going to give you one, and you're free to roll. You're free to go with this, okay?
Okay.
I give you permission to go with it.
Yeah.
All right, so.
You're going to regret that.
If we are more likely to buy something expensive after smelling something that reminds us of warmth and coziness, let's replace the new car smell with fresh cinnamon buns smell.
You know, I love that leather, fresh new car smell. So
you do.
I don't know about the cookies. No.
Okay.
I don't think that'll do it for me. I mean, maybe I could have some on the seat next to me.
Okay. All right. I got one more for you. All right. It says here, 32% of adult Americans never floss.
Okay.
32%. So here's my other idea.
Okay. Oh no.
Dental floss that tastes like nacho cheese.
Oh.
What do you think?
That's gross. No.
No.
I think you don't have anything going with that.
All right, I'll keep trying.
Yeah, you should.
There's my friend Robin. I'm Kurt Vollman on WRJN.
Whoa. Oh, mercy, mercy me. All things
days ain't what they used to be now. Where did all the blue skies go? Poison is the wind that blows from the north and south and east. On the oceans and upon our seas, fish full of mercury. Oh, mercy, mercy, me. Our things ain't what they used to be. Radiation underground and in the sky, animals and birds who live nearby are alive. All things and what they used to be. What about this overcrowded land? How much more we use from sand? Can't you stand?
Marina, local news and timeless hits. W-R-J-N.
There she was, just a walking down the street singing. Tapping her fingers and shuffling her feet singing. She looked good. She looked fine. She looked good. She looked fine. Walking next to me singing, holding my hand just as natural as can be singing. We walked on to my door. We walked on to my door. Then we kissed a little more. Oh, I knew we was falling in love. Single day singing. Well, I'm hers. She's mine. I'm hers. She's mine.
Taylor, your smiling face on WRJN. Paul Harvey is back on WRJN, the late Paul Harvey, with archived episodes of The Rest of the Story. It's all brought to you in part by Racine Disc Center. Online at racinediscscenter.com or visit their clinic on Rapids Drive just east of Gulf Avenue. You can hear him at 7:25 a.m. with Don Rosen, 12:05 p.m. with Dan Marcus. And if you miss an episode, you can check out weekly shows online at WRJN.com.
Need groceries without the hassle of a big box store? Cristiano Supermarket has you covered with a wide selection of everyday essentials at competitive prices. Enjoy fresh signature subs from Lee's Deli, EBT for your convenience, and plain black or white t-shirts up to 5XL for just $5 every day. Feeling lucky? Join the winners who got their Wisconsin State Lottery tickets at Cristiano's. No gimmicks, just good luck and great deals. Swing by Cristiano Supermarket at 21st and Kearney in Racine.
Craving something sweet? Linda's Sugar Bliss is Racine's hidden gem for homemade treats. Every bite is a taste of heaven. Decadent cookies, cakes, melt-in-your-mouth pastries, bakery happiness made from scratch just for you. Needing the perfect treat for a special occasion? Linda has you covered. Whether you're celebrating or simply satisfying your sweet tooth, Linda's Sugar Bliss brings a touch of homemade warmth to your home, one treat at a time. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-275-1033.
Opioid manufacturer Purdue Pharma's Political Action Committee donated to just one Wisconsin candidate in 2016. That candidate was extreme politician Judge Brad Schimmel. The company also gave money to a national Republican group whose PAC spent nearly $3 million on Schimmel's 2018 election. From the year 2000 to 2017, Wisconsin had over 7,500 opioid-related deaths. Democratic and Republican attorneys general from other states and 71 out of 72 counties filed lawsuits against Purdue Pharma. But Brad Schimmel refused to join them. thousands of Wisconsinites died. Wisconsin people should always take priority over profits. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel to look out for Wisconsinites, not out-of-state drug companies. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Jackson Hewitt wants you to save money on tax prep. We're saving money by having our intern rap in this commercial.
Don't stress. Jackson Hewitt's got expert tax prep, $149 or less. Yo, some tax guys lie about price. What? They got hidden fees. That ain't nice.
Ain't nice.
Don't ignore MC Kevin's rhyme. Because this deal's for a limited time. $149.
For tax prep that's $149 or less, hurry into Jackson Hewitt today.
No cap.
Limited time offer for new clients on federal returns. Participating locations only. Terms at jacksonhewitt.com/149.
Everyone looks forward to the weekend, and at WRJN, we're no different. Saturday morning features Rick Johnson with his Capsule Countdown. 10 songs with a common theme, counted down in rapid-fire fashion at 8:30 and 9:30. Terry Hovel with Rock and Roll Never Forgets from 10 to 2. And Sunday morning, Lou Regani features the music of the stars from 7 till noon. It's the perfect weekend soundtrack. WRJN.
And we listen to local news and timeless answer back on WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman, and it's time to play Can You Guess? About 5 million people worldwide have this in common. What is it? They were born on February 29th.
Thank you.
You got me so I don't know what I'm doing. Yeah, you really got me now. You got me so I can't sleep at night.
Hits WRJN. Well, when it comes to covering Wisconsin sports, nobody is better than our own award-winning Mike Clemens. Recaps of the Brewers, Badgers, and Bucks, and on-site reporting of the Packers. Mike is on every hour, weekdays on WRJN. Now, let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Chris Morrow in for Stuart J. Waddles. In the coming weeks, Racine voters will decide whether to support funding to keep 9 paramedic and EMT positions at the Racine Fire Department. The referendum will appear on ballots during the April 1st spring election and will seek $1.5 million tax levy to increase to continue to pay for the positions. The fire department received city approval to apply for the staffing for adequate fire and emergency grants 3 years ago to help address cuts made during the COVID pandemic. The Racine Fire Department says funding for the 3-year grant will expire March 2026, currently funded by the federal grant. The federal government will stop helping states build an EV charging infrastructure if a Wisconsin congressman has his way. Lisa Hale has more.
U.S. Congressman Tony Weed wants to roll back a program that helps pay for electric vehicle charging stations. Weed wants to repeal the National Electric Vehicle Infrastructure Federal Program, saying money is wasted building new EV stations. The Wisconsin DOT has been given $78 million to build the charging stations here, but $63 million of that is now at risk. Weed is supporting legislation called the Unplug EV Charging Stations Program Act. It might be worth noting that Weed, who represents the 8th Congressional District, used to own a chain of gas stations called Dino Stop throughout Northeast Wisconsin.
And that's news on WRJN. We have news at the top and bottom of every hour and online on demand at WRJN.com. In for Stuart J. Waddles, I'm Chris Morrow, WRJN News.
Cooler today compared to yesterday, with highs climbing to the low 40s. We've got a crisp northeast breeze, but we're sitting pretty under plenty of sunshine. And that stays the case for the rest of the week, too. Highs tomorrow will be like today, and we get a little warmer, rising to near 50 on Thursday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 39.
Yeah.
1972, it's The Spinners, and I'll Be Around on WRJN. Now, the lead vocals on that song were sung by Bobby Smith. He was an original member of the group, but Felipe Wynn, who sang lead on most of The Spinners' hits, was with the group at the time, but he did tenor backing vocals on that song.
On the dock, a fishing in the water, I don't know her name, she's a fisherman's daughter, Come on down to my boat, baby. Come on down where we can play. Come on down to my boat, baby. Come on down, we'll sail away. Come with me, But she's tied to the dock and she can't get free. Come on down to my boat, baby. Come on down where we can play. Come on down to my boat, baby. Come on down, we'll sail away. Fish all day.
Yeah.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Don't forget, we have now partnered with the Racine County Eye to field the largest local news team in Racine County. Now, what does that mean for you? It means you can hear the headlines and breaking news here on WRJN, and then you can go in-depth and read the details online at RacineCountyEye.com. So together, our commitment to local news keeps growing. It's the Racine County Eye and WRJN.
Yeah.
Three Dog Night on WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. Did you listen to the Don Rosen Morning Show this morning? You know, Don has tons of entertaining and informative interviews with local folks every week, and now you can hear some of those interviews in podcast form on demand just by going to WRJN.com and clicking on the Don Rosen Morning Show.
Craving something sweet? Linda Sugar Bliss is Racine's hidden gem for homemade treats. Every bite is a taste of heaven. Decadent cookies, cakes, melt-in-your-mouth pastries, bakery happiness made from scratch just for you. Needing the perfect treat for a special occasion? Linda has you covered. Whether you're celebrating or simply satisfying your sweet tooth, Linda Sugar Bliss brings a touch of homemade warmth to your home, one treat at a time. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-275-1033.
Consider volunteering for the Senior Companion Program in Racine for all the right reasons.
I'm Bev Landerman. I'm from Racine. I have 93 years tucked away behind me. I'm soon to be 94.
I'm Nancy Johnson, and I'm from Racine. I am a volunteer, and I was home alone a lot, and I thought, you know, there's got to be people out there that are alone and want some company.
Oh, I look forward to having Nancy come to my house. She has become like a daughter and a sister, a little bit of everything, a good friend. Because I have a history background, I had fun encouraging her to redevelop her history background.
She has me reading books that are probably 900 pages I never would have done.
Learn how you can volunteer. Call the Senior Companion Program at 262-898-1941.
Spring is in the air, and so is the smell of fresh coffee at Just Brew It in downtown Union Grove. Celebrate 2 years of Just Brew It, serving up your favorite beverages and treats. Plus, here's a deal to perk you up. If you stop in and subscribe to the Just Brew It newsletter, you'll enjoy 15% off every order in March. Whether you're fueling up for the day or just stopping by for a cozy cup, be part of the spring festivities at Just Brew It. Fresh, local, delicious. Open at 6 a.m. on weekdays and 7 a.m. on weekends.
With Progressive, it's easy to reach customer service with our app, website, chat, or by phone. Because when getting help is hard, it's not help at all.
A little help. A little help over here.
Thank you for calling Bench Press Assistance.
What?
Due to excessive gym volume, all available spotters are currently lifting heavy weights off the chests of other bench pressers.
Seriously?
Please continue to hold, and we will remove the barbell from your chest in the order in which your cry for help was received.
Getting assistance should be easy. With Progressive, it is. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Gets me where I want.
For 98 years, WRJN has been providing local news and now timeless hits too. Coming up, CBS News at 4 and Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom. Tonight, mostly cloudy and a low of 32. Tomorrow looks pretty good. Mostly sunny, 43. Thursday looks nice as well, sunny and 49.
News and timeless hits. WRJN.
time that I found her holding Jim and loving him. When Sue came along, loved me strong, that's what I thought. Yeah, me and Sue, that died too. I'm
his CBS News